Good morning, Friday morning, the 31st day of May, 2024. Beautiful start here in downtown Wausau at our Bow Falls radio studios on the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street. Sunny skies, 64 degrees. The time is 9:07. I'm Chad Holmes. It is the Chad Holmes Show. Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. And again, you can also join us by going to facebook.com and x.com on the Bow Falls Radio page. You can join us there, make some comments, and Rob Lehman from Tigerton. He sent me the note about, 40 minutes ago. So the temperature obviously has risen a bit because we see that here in Wausau from the last hour to this hour, the temperature has gone up 6 degrees. But when Rob sent his comment, and again, I was talking to Mike Clemens and I took my eye off the ball with the comments. I got to get better at this. I got to get better at our text line and our comment line to make sure that when somebody sends us a comment that we get it responded to immediately. But Rob had said in Tigerton about 40 minutes ago, it was 54 degrees. And this is interesting. It said, in the doctor's office, I had tags removed from my eyelids. I assume that's eyelids. It says, that sounds pretty nasty.
It does.
I'm not too familiar with it, so I have to look into that. But hopefully Rob is doing well this morning.
Yes.
And you hear the voice of Ian Welsh. We'll talk to Ian in just a moment. Just let you know real quickly what we have on tap here in this hour. Coming up at 9:34, we'll have a guest here in studio from Wausau East High School, junior Ted Schlindwein. He is a member of the Wausau East Lumberjack golf team. And at the sectionals in Hudson, he was outstanding. He earned a spot at the state tournament. Because at sectionals, what happens is there were 8 teams involved, and Wausau East had their team involved, as did Wausau West and Merrill and Marshfield from central Wisconsin. The top 2 teams as a whole advanced to state, and the top 2 team scores were from Eau Claire Memorial and Hudson. But then there are some additional folks that are involved individually. And if you are not a member of the team that advances, there are some slots for individual performers. And Ted Schlindwein finished in a tie for 5th at the meet overall, and that was good enough for him to earn a spot at the state tournament. So he will be participating at the beautiful Black Wolf Run in Kohler coming up on Monday and Tuesday. And Black Wolf Run has been a famous golf course here in Wisconsin. It has hosted multiple PGA championships. It has hosted the U.S. Senior Open. It has hosted the U.S. Women's Open. It was the host of the Ryder Cup as well, so just a couple of years ago. So Black Wolf Run, great golf course, WIAA State Golf Championship. So we'll talk to Ted Schlindwein from Wausau East coming up at 9:34 this morning about what should be a very exciting time. Monday and Tuesday is actually when he'll be on the course for the tournament, and he'll also get a practice round coming up on Sunday. So 3 days at a beautiful course. It sounds fantastic. So we'll talk to him coming up at the bottom of the hour. Okay, let's properly introduce Ian Welsh. Ian, good morning.
Morning, Chad. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, and I know it's a big day for you. It's a big day and a big night because tonight is the night. We've been talking about this for 2 months.
Absolutely.
I mean, we've been talking about this since the start of April because, if I'm not mistaken...
Are you sure we get the word out?
Well, I'm not mistaken. The first Monday of April was when you first had the read-through, right? The first rehearsal?
That's right.
So it's been 8 weeks, basically, of rehearsal time, and tonight is the night where you pull up the curtain. Opening night at the UW Center for Civic Engagement over at the University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point at Wausau Campus. Eight big shows, eight productions, tonight at 7:30, tomorrow night at 7:30, Sunday at 2 p.m., next Thursday at 6:30 p.m., next Friday at 7:30, two big shows on Saturday, June 8th, 2 p.m. and 7:30, and then Sunday the 9th, you'll wrap things up with a matinee at 2 p.m. Last night was your final dress.
Oh, yes.
How did it go?
It went very well. We're in great shape. Everybody's excited. We're all working together and supporting each other. And tonight is the big night where we get the first audience to come in. We get to have those reactions, get the applause, and we get to start to get people interested in the show. This first weekend is what I'm calling a test audience. You know, it's like we have two big weekends. So these first three shows are just for us to get a feel for, you know, what it's like to have an audience and really make sure we entertain them very, very well. Every audience is important.
Oh, absolutely. And the thing about it is I think people don't realize when you go through the rehearsals, it is a completely different show when there's an audience. It really
is.
I mean, the timing changes so significantly, especially when you have a show that involves laughter, because you have to hold for the laughter. Because if you plow right through it, then people are going to stop laughing because they'll think, oh, if I laugh, I'm going to miss something. So the cast has to know the timing. And I remember the first time when I did Play It Again, Sam, which was a comedy, the first night, it's like, you know, and I was, you know, inexperienced as an actor at that point, and, you know, frankly, you know, still I'm at a certain level, but the first line, you get a laugh, and it's like, oh, my timing is like, oh, I got to make sure that I let them laugh, let them finish the laugh and then continues, because, I mean, it really is, this first night is... Because I know during, like, tech week, there's a few people, like, probably, you know, in the, like, a handful of people that can have a response, but it's nothing like if you have a full house of people that are laughing. And it really is a big change from even last night to tonight.
It really is. When the audience laughs, it actually makes the jokes a lot funnier, because every audience is different and not... Every audience is going to laugh at the same jokes or laugh at the jokes for the same time as everybody else. So you always have to be on your toes. Because every audience is different, but every audience is going to enjoy this show, I guarantee it.
So again, folks can get tickets right at the door. Say they want to go tonight, you can come and get tickets at the door, correct?
Absolutely. There's plenty of tickets still available if you want to come at the door and buy them there. Otherwise, if you want to prepare for the second weekend of shows, if you're not able to make this weekend of shows, you can still get them on the WCG website and on the Facebook page as well.
Fantastic. So, again, if you have an opportunity this weekend, come and see it this weekend and then go and see it again next weekend, right?
Absolutely.
Because people are going to have a good time. They're going to enjoy it. And again, as we've talked about previously, during the run of the rehearsal process, the news came out that Wausau Community Theater right now is going through some financial difficulties. And that this show is significant for them. With the eight productions going on, an opportunity to try to refresh the coffers at a certain level. Because if things continue down the wrong track, you may have to either cut back on productions during the course of a year, or even, you know, you even hate to say it, may have to take a step back and basically almost shutter WCT for a time to try and get things fixed up. So again, this is a big couple of weeks, and if you're somebody that is a patron of the arts, somebody that really enjoys the opportunities either as an audience member or somebody who's been part of theatrical productions in Central Wisconsin, and you want to make sure that the Wausau Community Theater stays vibrant and stays healthy and tries to give as many productions as possible, coming out over these next 2 weeks is pretty significant, isn't it?
Absolutely. WCT means a whole a lot to many people in the Wausau community, and not just for the performers and for the crew as well, but also for the audiences as well, because it's a chance for them to see a fun show, support their friends and family, and just overall have a good time, laugh, cry, a cheer, all sorts of different emotions, which I think we need right now, because theater is a good escape away from reality. Just take a break from all the, you know, hassle and the stress of your everyday life.
And also, if you haven't seen a live production, it is really something. I mean, there is an energy in a theater that is so different than, say, if you're watching a movie. I mean, because, again, feeling the performance right there, knowing that the live performance is right there, and knowing that you're going out there without a net. I mean, you have to be able to go out there and actually do it. And there's not a second take for every production. It is one take right through, and that's part of the magic of theater. So, again, if you have not had the opportunity to go and see a live production, this would be an awesome opportunity. And also, the theater at the Center for Civic Engagement is a wonderful place to watch a show. I've been there a few times.
It's a beautiful theater.
It is. It really is. And you really feel the production right to your seat. And, it really is a fantastic place. So take advantage of it. We're lucky to have it here in Wausau at UWSP at Wausau. So I guess bottom line is, break a leg tonight.
Thank you, Chad.
Break a leg for all your castmates.
I hope to see you after one of these shows as well.
I am thinking maybe one of these shows this weekend. I gotta figure this out. Maybe tomorrow night. I would like to go to the
surprise
first.
Surprise me.
I'm gonna surprise you. I'm gonna say, okay, this is the show I'm gonna go and see. So I'm gonna be there. And if you see me, say hello. And I hope to see you out there, folks, as well. To see Anything Goes, the Wausau Community Theater, UW Center for Civic Engagement, tonight at 7:30, tomorrow at 7:30, Sunday at 2, and then, of course, 5 chances again next week to see the show as well. Coming up, we're going to talk a little sports, because yesterday was a little sad because of our last high school sports broadcast of the school year. And we'll tell you about some sectional softball, some regional baseball, and, of course, the track and field state tournament is underway today as well in lacrosse. So we'll talk a little sports coming up. With Ian Welsh, I'm Chad Holmes. Chad Holmes Show, Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230.
This week on the Wausau Business Show, international best-selling author of Shotgun Love Songs and also one of the top-selling authors at Wausau's own Yonke Bookstore, the oldest bookstore in the state of Wisconsin and the sixth oldest in America, Nicholas Butler will join us. Here's a quick sneak peek of our interview with Nick. Find out what that's all about Saturday morning, 8 to 9 on the Wausau Business Show, exclusively for Wausonians and only on 98.9 Bull Falls Radio. Shout out to Chad and Ian.
Chad Holmes Show on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Well, looking at sports, yesterday I was down in Plover for a softball sectional final, a trip to the state tournament on the line, Division 5 between Newman Catholic and Pacelli Catholic. And in the end, Pacelli, who's been one of the top-ranked teams all season long in Division 5 softball, they were able to use the big bats and some terrific pitching to defeat Newman by a score of 10-0. Pacelli moves on to state with a record of 26 wins and 2 losses. Newman Catholic had a great playoff run. Newman, as I mentioned before, had a 1-11 record to start off the season. Lost 11 of their first 12 games, finished up the regular season with 3 wins in a row, entered the postseason 4-11, and then won 3 consecutive road games. They were the lower seed for 3 straight games, went 1 on the road, made it all the way to the sectional final, but ran into that buzzsaw against Pacelli. And that was our last broadcast of the 2023-2024 school year. And very, very lucky to be able to cover high school sports. I always start in August with the start of high school football, go through the winter months with boys and girls basketball, boys and girls hockey, and then, of course, in the spring with softball and baseball. Keeps me very, very busy, lots of travel, but wouldn't trade it for anything. And, again, thanks to the schools that we cover on a regular basis, Wausau West, Newman Catholic, and Marathon. Thanks to the coaches, the athletic director, the staff, the student athletes, the fans, the parents, everybody that supports our broadcast, the advertisers, of course, as well. But, again, it's been another fantastic year. Been doing this for a long time, more than 2 decades. And, again, looking forward to getting back at it in August, returning as well with the big high school sports show as well. But yep, yesterday's Newman game was the final broadcast of the season, and again, it was a lot of fun. We'll count down the weeks and the couple of months until we kick things off with high school football in the mid to late portion of August. Also in high school softball sectional action yesterday, another team from the general Central Wisconsin area that was victorious in Division 5 was Thorpe. Thorpe earned a spot at state, defeating Mellon by a score of 11-8. Also, in terms of our teams from Central Wisconsin that were involved in some activities yesterday when it came to Division 4 high school softball, Auburndale had a great run. Auburndale continues their run. They are heading to state. Auburndale yesterday defeated Oliva Strum by a score of 2-0 to earn a spot at the state tournament in Madison next week. Also, in terms of girls softball yesterday, a lot of excitement. A lot of teams now celebrating trips to state. In Division 2, what a year it's been for Mosinee. Mosinee heading to state, and it was not easy yesterday as Mosinee got past Rice Lake by a score of 1-0. So Mosinee will be heading to the state tournament as well next week. So congratulations to those Central Wisconsin teams that have made it to the state tournament and will be competing at the Goodman Diamond at the University of Wisconsin-Madison coming up next week. And also one other team from Central Wisconsin from the Marrowwood Conference in Division 5, Assumption. Assumption was a 10-0 win over Hillsboro yesterday, so Assumption heading to state as well. High school baseball yesterday, regionals, not quite to the sectionals yet. Teams were looking to punch their ticket to sectionals yesterday. And in Division 1, Wausau East, boy, they gave Stevens Point all they could handle. Stevens Point has been by far the top team in the Wisconsin Valley Conference. They went through the WVC undefeated. They've been among the top-ranked teams in the state all season long. And Wausau East has had a fantastic season. The number 8-seeded Lumberjacks went to number 1-seeded Stevens Point yesterday, Buco Park, and gave it a great battle. But in the end, came up just short by a score of 3-1. So Stevens Point advances to sectionals next Tuesday. They will take on Eau Claire North in one of the sectional semifinals. Also yesterday, number 7-seeded D.C. Everest, they saw their season come to an end at number 2-seeded Hudson. Hudson defeated the Evergreens by a score of 10-0. Hudson will take on River Falls in the other sectional 1 semifinal in Marshfield on Tuesday as well. We saw on Wednesday, Auburndale edge Marathon by a score of 1-0, a bit of an upset, number 6 over number 3 in 8 innings. And then yesterday, Auburndale went to Stratford, the number 2 seed in Division 3 in that regional bracket, and Auburndale won again. And again, the pitching was huge for Auburndale. After beating Marathon 1-0, Auburndale yesterday beat Stratford 2-0. So Auburndale moves on to the sectionals, where they will take on Bondiwell coming up on Tuesday. and some other area teams in action. Merrill will be in a sectionals next Tuesday in sectional number one after they were able to advance with a couple of road wins this week. So congratulations to Merrill for their continued good work when it comes to their play in high school baseball. So with the Wisconsin Valley Conference, that means only two teams remaining, Merrill and Stevens Point in high school baseball. And for baseball, it's a little bit different because they play their sectionals next Tuesday, all of them. Sectional semifinals and the sectional championship game. Also involved in Division II in baseball at sectionals will be Mosinee. Mosinee defeated Fox Valley Lutheran 7-0 in the regional final. So Mosinee on Tuesday will take on Notre Dame Academy in the sectional semifinal. If they win, they would then play the sectional championship game later on Tuesday as well. Today, the start of the WIAA track and field meet. That will be held at UW La Crosse, and a lot of local athletes involved in that. Best of luck to all the local athletes in La Crosse in the track and field meet. And also coming up next week, it will be the WIAA golf tournament, the boys golf tournament at Black Wolf Run in Kohler. And one of the area athletes that has been able to earn their spot at Black Wolf Run is Ted Schlinwein. And the Wausau East Junior, he'll be joining us coming up after an information update. News, weather, and sports, and then Ted Schlinwein coming up next here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, online at bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. And also you can see us by going to facebook.com and x.com. We do have a video stream there, and you can add your comments to our page as well. It is a beautiful start here in downtown Wausau. A few clouds starting to move in, but still temperature already into the mid-60s, plenty of sunshine, and on a Friday, maybe a great day to go out and play a little golf. And a guy that plays quite a bit of golf and some very good golf from Wausau East High School, junior Ted Schlinwein. And Ted, first of all, thank you for coming on over and talking to us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. And the reason we have Ted on here today is because at the sectional golf meet, Ted was able to qualify for the state tournament, which is coming up next Monday and Tuesday at Black Wolf Run in Kohler. And the sectional meet was held over in Hudson. And as I mentioned earlier, there were eight teams involved in that meet. The top two teams advanced to the state tournament. Wausau East finished fourth as a team, so just missed out on sending the entire team to state. But Ted finished in a tie for fifth individually, and that was enough to earn a spot at state. By the way, in terms of individual qualifiers, what place did you have to finish in to be an individual qualifier?
For the individual, you have to have the top three. Within the top three, and then the teams is the top two.
So basically, if you're part of the team, it doesn't count. It's the three golfers outside the top two teams, correct?
Yeah, correct.
And where did you finish in terms of that spot? Did you just get in third, or were you closer to first?
I needed to shoot a 78 to qualify for third, and I shot a 77, which was tied second.
I was looking at your card, actually, from the sectional. It looked like you got off to a good start on the front nine. Would that be fair to say?
Yeah, it was solid, yep.
How did you go into the meet? And we were talking during the break for the news break about having a game plan. It's not a case where you just go out to the first tee and all of a sudden, okay, we're going to go out here and use my natural talent to try to get around. Had you played the course in Hudson previously, and what was your game plan?
Yeah, we just have a practice round there the day before. So I was trying to hit the clubs I was going to hit on each hole and just know what I was going to do. But I never really have high expectations on a course like that,
mm-hmm.
as it's pretty hard. And yeah.
And as I looked at the card again, it was a very good start, a 37 on the front that kind of set you up to get you home in the position that you needed. When you look at your game, what do you find as the strengths of your game? And were you able to use those strengths to get off to that good start?
I feel my consistency off the tee is really helpful for scoring purposes. And then my lag putting is just always a two-putt if it's not going in, yeah.
The thing about golf is, and I've golfed, in fact, I did a little golfing when I went to school many, many years ago, is that there could be days where you're hitting the ball fantastically and you don't score. And there could be days where you're scrambling and you score great.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, you can't just rely on one aspect of your game. It really, you have to be well-rounded in order to be successful. When did you start playing golf? How old were you when you first started playing?
I believe I was 5 or 4, so very early.
And yeah. Did you find it right away? Hey, this is something I really enjoy doing, and did you get attached to it, or did it take a little bit longer?
Yeah, it was very fun to play golf when I was early with my family. I would go out and hit the ball around, but yeah.
Is there a course around here in central Wisconsin that you play more than any other?
I'd say like Trap or Tribute is the fun courses, and then I go to Wausau Country Club. Sometimes Greenwood, yeah.
In terms of one thing I remember when I played in high school a little bit, and one of the things that kind of jumped out to me as a young person is when I went to one of the top courses, and I would say, you know, a place like the Wausau Country Club or Greenwood Hills or some of the others in central Wisconsin that you go around for like the conference meets and such. Yep. It's so much different because I found it was almost like when you're on the fairway, it was almost like hitting the off the greens at some of the others.
So nice. Yeah.
Did it take a little time? Because I had a hard time taking divots because it was such a beautiful fairway. It was almost like a green at some of the other courses. Was there an adjustment just in that realm when you go to, and especially a course like Black Wolf Run that you're going to go this weekend?
Yeah, it's a variable you don't have to take into account, like on a poorly managed course. You don't have to make sure you're in the fairway without like the divots and stuff, and then you can just hit it good off the fairway.
Let's talk about the team aspect of golf, because we were talking as well. You also play basketball and you play tennis as well at Wausau East. Golf often is thought of as an individual sport. I think for those of us who say watch the PGA Tour on the weekends, it's basically, you know, you see the leaderboard, it's one person, you know, one person going up against everybody else. The team aspect of golf, how would you explain it? Because during the course of the season, you have these meets against other schools. You have the Wisconsin Valley Conference. You have multiple legs on that, and you try to have Wausau East be as high as possible. What is the team aspect of the golf game? And maybe combine it with the individual aspect, because obviously, as an individual, you have to perform as well. Is it the same, or is it different than maybe some of the other team sports that you're involved in?
I'd say it's a little different, because it helps you compete more because you are going against your teammates, like, personally. But, like, just the van rides and stuff, it makes it fun and competitive, just like other sports.
When, by the way, in terms of the conference season, as I said, Wisconsin Valley Conference always has multiple legs. How many legs are for the conference tournament?
Yeah, there are 7, one at every course for the like the teams that are in the conference.
Of the 7 courses that you played in the conference, what was your favorite course?
I like playing Greenwood. We didn't get to play that as a conference meet last year. We kind of switched it around as like Bullseye for the Rapids teams course was added in this year, because we weren't able to get on the course that we played last year.
What was the best score of the 7 that you had in the conference?
I think I had 276s. Yeah, I didn't really go low. I was just trying to be consistent this year.
Well, that's what it sounds like, because you said you had a 77 in the Hudson sectional and then 76s with those couple of conference meets. I'll ask the question, what may be part of your game that you need to get better at in maybe order to get from a consistent 76 maybe to a consistent 72, 73?
I haven't been pulling my driver out at all, because it's not very consistent, and I just hit a driving iron, which is kind of giving up some advantage to the other field. Yeah.
I imagine at a course like Black Wolf Run, that's going to be a factor, because I imagine it's a bit longer than maybe some of the other courses. Is that true? Is it a bit longer?
Yeah, it's very true. I'm going to try to get the driver dialed in before then, yeah.
I said you're only a junior, so obviously you still got another year to go. As you look ahead with the success that you've had, are you hoping to be able to parlay your golf success maybe to play at the next level, at the college level?
Yeah, I've considered it. I'm not sure yet, though. I'm looking into, like, tennis and basketball and schooling. I've been focusing on school mostly.
What's your favorite class in school?
I like the math subject, but just, like, athletic stuff is
I got to tell you, I get a chance to talk to a lot of student athletes during the course of the year, and so many like the math because I think it's because you deal with a lot of numbers with your sports, don't you?
Yeah, golf has a lot of numbers in there, yeah.
You said as well basketball and tennis. Let's start with the basketball. East had a really good season a year ago. What position do you play for the Lumberjacks on the basketball court?
I'd say as a shooting guard or like a small forward.
And in terms of tennis, are you just a singles player or do you play singles and doubles?
I'm the one singles on the team, yeah.
How do you balance out multiple sports in the same season as with golf and tennis? Because obviously I imagine there are days that you have a meet on the course and maybe a meet on the courts as well.
Yeah, sometimes it does overlap, so I try to focus the conference legs in golf more as it is my primary sport. And then tennis, I just get what I can in to qualify for the tournament at the end of the year.
Where do you stand with tennis? Because I know that has the playoffs been going on in tennis?
Our sectional was last week, Tuesday, and I got knocked out there against an Eau Claire Memorial kid. But I was first team all conference in that as well, yeah.
Again, we're talking to Ted Schlindwein. Ted Schlindwein of Wausau East, junior golfer who is heading to the state tournament at Black Wolf Run in Kohler. The meet itself is two rounds, Monday and Tuesday, 18 holes Monday, 18 holes Tuesday. I was looking as well. They actually list when the practice rounds are near in the afternoon Sunday for a practice round. What are you looking to accomplish on Sunday as you get ready for the tournament on Monday and Tuesday?
Yeah, I'm just going to figure out the course and get a lay of the lands there and just see what clubs I can hit, try to get the driver good. Yeah.
You also were saying you like to take a look at the course map. When you look at the map, even just, you know, obviously you're going to find out more when you're on the course and actually hitting the ball and moving it around. But can you tell by the course layout maybe what are the key holes for you in this tournament where maybe, number one, you feel like, hey, I can take advantage and maybe, you know, get a birdie and it fits my game? Or maybe on the other side, the holes that, hey, these look like really tough holes and I'm going to have to make sure that I get through these without, at the very least, too much damage.
Yeah, I like to look at which ones, like, I can minimize the damage. Like, a bogey's good on that hole. The par is not really a correct measurement of what it is. And then I look at the ones I can attack.
Any idea where the toughest holes are on this course as you look at it?
I'm not sure, but I like to always get a good opportunity on the par fives for a birdie and then just hit the greens on the par threes.
Well, let me ask you, because you were saying, again, that the driver maybe you've kept in the bag a little bit more often than maybe some others so far. You say an opportunity on par fives. How are you able to make opportunities if you maybe aren't as long as some of the others by trying to maybe prioritize position maybe more than length?
I usually make it a three-shot holes, but the courses we play in conference are the par fives are usually like around 500 yards, so
still reachable.
I can hit the three iron like 280 ish, which is good enough for there. Yeah.
When you look ahead, what are your goals this week, this coming week, Monday and Tuesday? Are you looking to be among the top finishers? Are you feeling that your game is at that level, or do you feel like, hey, this time around with another year to come, that you're going to use this as an experience to try to compete as hard as you can and see where the chips fall? I guess the idea is, how do you feel like if you put it together that you're capable of being in contention at the end of Tuesday?
Yeah, I'd like to just be in the top third of the field and then just get some experience for hopefully next year we can make as a team and make a good run at it.
Any idea who the best golfers are in the state? Do you have a thought that, hey, some of these kids are, that you've either competed against or even heard about, do you have any idea who are some of the favorites?
Yeah, in our sectional, there was Will Schlitz and Sam Swively from Hudson and Eau Claire Memorial. They're pretty good.
Yeah, the Hudson kid I saw was a junior as well. That's bad news. The Memorial kid is a senior, so that's good news that he's going to be moving out. Do you have a thought on what the winning score will be around? Do you think do some of the best golfers, are they able to shoot sub 70 rounds, or is that a little bit beyond the scope at this point?
I feel at Black Wolf Run, a subpar round would be pretty amazing, but I think like a 150 total score will be up there.
Is it par 72?
Yeah.
Okay, so a couple of par fives on both sides, and because it's always interesting when you look at some of the courses, say a par 70, where you only have one par five on each side.
Yeah.
That makes for a much more difficult course, doesn't it? Those par fives, you kind of look at as opportunities.
Yeah.
And finally, I guess, as you take the whole experience in, what are you hoping to really accomplish beyond even the scores this week? I imagine just having this opportunity has to be so exciting.
Yeah, for sure. I'm just trying to have some fun down there and play with my coach on the practice round. Should be fun. And then just meet some new people and play some good golf, hopefully.
Ted Schlindwein, again, Wausau East High School junior, heading to the state golf tournament at Black Wolf Run on Monday and Tuesday. Got the practice round on Sunday. Number one, again, thank you for spending a little time. And number two, really good luck and have a great time at a wonderful golf course.
Yeah, thank you.
We're going to come back. One more segment to go. We'll wrap up the work week coming up next. Chad Holmes Show, Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Chad Holmes Show, Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Again, thanks to Ted Schlindwein for joining us from Wausau East High School. Again, really exciting stuff. I tell you, I do enjoy playing golf, and the idea of playing a place like Black Wolf Run, just be fantastic. Really, really, really cool stuff. So he's earned his spot at the WIAA state meet coming up Monday and Tuesday, and hopefully he does a terrific job. And the thing is, he's only a junior, so he'll have another opportunity again next year to try and qualify as well.
I know my dad will probably have a lot of fun as well.
Yeah, he was saying that he's looking forward to playing with your dad, because if, for people that don't know, Ian's dad, Buck Welsh, is the head golf coach at Wausau East. Of course, also has Buck's Golf Shop if you're looking for golf accessories. But as the coach, he gets a chance to play the practice round with Ted and give, you know, and that's, and the thing about that practice round, it is very important because Ted has not played the course before, and you have to have a game plan when you go out there to be able to put the ball in the right spot, to be able to be in a position to take advantage of certain holes, and again, as we talked about, also maybe limit damage on some of the tough holes. So that's a very important round, and as the coach, your dad will get a chance to play with Ted, and I'm sure in addition to helping out Ted, he's going to truly enjoy playing just a wonderful, wonderful golf course as well.
Absolutely.
By the way, are you a golfer?
I am a little bit of a golfer. I don't play as much as my dad, but once in a while, we go out to the range and hit a few shots. A game is good, but it could be better.
Every golfer says that, though. Nobody says, oh, my game is perfect. Oh, no. Everybody says,
I haven't heard a single golfer say their game is perfect.
We're going to try to tighten up this area or this area. But, again, good stuff indeed with Ted Schlinwine. Today is May the 31st of 2024, so when we return Monday, it'll be June. In fact, when we wake up tomorrow, it'll be June. But final day of May, day number 152 of 2024. There are 214 days remaining in this year. And some famous events have occurred on this date in history. On this date in 1884, Dr. John Harvey Kellogg of Battle Creek, Michigan, patented flaked cereal. And then he frosted it as well. So we had frosted flakes.
Frosted flakes.
1943, the comic strip Archie Andrews debuted on the Mutual Radio Network. Archie, Veronica, Betty, Jughead, and the gang lasted on radio for about 5 years. On this date in 1990, a television show named The Seinfeld Chronicles premiered as a summer series on NBC. Starring Jerry Seinfeld, Jason Alexander, Michael Richards, and Julia Louis-Dreyfus. The pilot had aired in the previous July. Renamed just plain Seinfeld, the show lasted 9 years. On this date in 1998, Ginger Spice, Jerry Halliwell, rocked the British entertainment world when she announced she was leaving the Spice Girls. On this date in 2003, Air France's Superjet, the Concorde, returned to Paris in a final commercial flight. On this date in 2018, Kim Kardashian met with Donald Trump at the White House to discuss prison reform. Do I dare say it? Maybe Donald Trump's going to learn a little bit more about prison reform now that after yesterday. Some famous people. I should have kept my mouth shut. Some famous people are celebrating their birthdays on May 31st. Actor-director Clint Eastwood is 94. Actor Sharon Gless of Cagney and Lacey is 81. Actor Tom Berenger of Inception and The Big Chill is 75. Actor Gregory Harrison, played Gonzo Gates on Trapper John M.D., is 74. Actor Kyle Secor of Homicide: Life on the Street is 67. Chris Elliott, who was a major member of Late Night with David Letterman, also a star of Groundhog Day and Schitt's Creek, is 64. Actor Leah Thompson of Caroline in the City and Back to the Future is 63. DMC of Run DMC is 60. Brooke Shields, model and actress, 59 years old today. And Colin Farrell, played the Penguin in The Batman, 48 years old today. And if you're out there celebrating your birthday, happy birthday to you from all of us at Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Some special events being acknowledged today. It is Heat Awareness Day. It is Macaroon Day. It is Smile Day. So everybody better smile. Save Your Hearing Day. World No Tobacco Day and World Parent Day. World Parrot Day. Parrot.
Like the bird, yes.
So, yep, those are days that are being acknowledged today. All right. It is time.
Yes.
The final chance to avoid a winless week.
Oh, boy.
Ian is 0-3. So it's not going to be a great week, but we can make it a decent week, even if it doesn't get to 33%, get to 25%. This one you're just have to guess on, because I don't think it's not an easy one to have. Our number for the day, the Summer Olympics are coming.
Yes.
And they have ordered a specific number of basketballs to be used during the Summer Olympics.
Oh, my.
You have men's basketball and women's basketball. You got the practice and all that stuff. You have to have some basketballs around.
Absolutely.
So how many basketballs have been ordered for the Summer Olympics?
Okay.
Is the correct answer 200? Is the correct answer 400? Is the correct answer 600?
Okay, I'm going out on a limb here. I'm just going to not overthink this. I'm going to say 400. That's my final answer. I'm just taking a guess.
Maybe you should have overthinked it. It is 600.
That's what I thought.
I thought you were going to get this one. All right. again, there's an asterisk because it was a short week.
Yes.
You didn't have the full five opportunities.
Next week I can make a comeback.
But still 0-4.
Yes.
All right. May is over. We're going to make June the month of Ian and make sure that you're going to make June the month that you break some records in the good way.
Get back on the right track. Absolutely.
But more importantly, break a leg tonight.
Thank you, Jed. Happy Friday, everybody. Don't forget to come out to the show.
Yep. Everybody go see Anything Goes, UW Center for Civic Engagement tonight, 7:30, tomorrow 7:30, Sunday at 2. We'll be back Monday. Have a great weekend. Chad Holmes Show. Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230.